a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
And we are speaking to a man right now who's a star of the number one show on Netflix. It's from the people that brought you Narcos, and it's called Griselda, a bit of a twist on sort of that that cartel-y kind of vibe, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It tells the story of Griselda Blanco, who became the godmother of the Miami drug importation scene, sort of through the 70s and 80s, Loggy. It's brilliantly done. I've watched it all. Absolutely love it. And one of the massive stars of this, kind of in a scary way, is joining us now.
Yes, Martin Rodriguez, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. A little nervous, but I'm glad we're on Zoom, put it that way.
No worries.
For those who haven't seen it yet, the reason why we're a little bit scared of Martin is the fact that he does play...
Rivi,
the hitman in the show, brilliantly portrayed. Martin, I want to ask you, first of all, the quote right at the start, the very first episode, is from Pablo Escobar, who most people will have heard of, saying, "The only man I was ever afraid of was a woman named Griselda Blanco." I knew nothing of her story before I started watching this show. Did you know anything of the story before you started filming it?
Well, actually, I had notion about Griselda Blanco, well, the whole Pablo Escobar story, they told in Narcos series, something about her. And then I discovered Rivi and the character that helps Griselda. And of course, the story about Griselda, because Rivi is based on a real person who was very close to Griselda. And the thing is, I didn't to have the opportunity to meet him personally, although I got to know him through a documentary he made from prison, The Cocaine Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah. It's called the documentary.
Was it awesome to work with Sofia Vergara?
Wow, Sofia, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah,
for me personally, as an actor, where there was a synergy that came with working with Sofia and with the strength and precision she possesses when she is working. And so nothing was needed besides is being present and connected with her. That's it. Yeah, she's very impressive.
It is really cool that in Griselda, it's set back, you know, mainly in the 70s, 60s and 70s. So you do get some very cool suits. Is that your vibe? Were you just loving Rivi style?
Well, thank you for the appreciation. But, although we had to create an internal experience due to the caliber of this character, and I think the very nature of the characters demanded certain eccentricity, and that translates into his image, his wardrobe, and some of his ambiguous behavior too. That is something that I like to work in each character, their relationship with the customs. And then in this project, there is an energy and a plasticity from the 80s and the 70s that is fascinating in terms of the styling, a certain attitude of rebellion and daring style in fashion and art. I think with Jim Morrison inspired me a little bit. He embodies the aesthetic and capture in his music.
Yeah.
There is one particular scene of yours that has got a lot of people talking, and from all the Googling I did, I think it is based on some sort of fact. It's when you are on the phone while you are in prison as Rivi, speaking to, I think, an assistant lawyer, and there's a particular conversation. Am I allowed to say phone sex on air?
Yeah, okay.
How was it filming that scene in particular?
That was a nice scene that, in fact, It was one of the only scenes that I participated in the show. The team, you know, we were working, applauded and celebrated after doing this.
Nice.
Because it was a very difficult scene to do. Yeah. And it had to look good because it had happened in reality. So we all celebrate because we left. It was very real. Yeah.
Yeah. People are loving, I mean, how real it is, but also people are becoming very fond of you, put it that way. You've been described as the sexiest hitman on Netflix. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it's a good moment there.
Yeah. Now you've just got to do Paramount and Binge and all of the, you've got to dominate all of the subscriptions.
No, actually, I'm very happy with the results of the series in general.
Yeah.
Worked with a director like Andy Baez. It's a guy that really knows the genre. He really knows the things, the gangster stuff and that kind of drama. So I'm very thankful to be part of that team and in the possibility to do a character like that. It's a character with a little difficult, a little, you know, the character has something unpredictable.
Yeah. Mm.
So we were working in that way. The unpredictability of the character was necessary because we had to maintain the tension until the end.
Mm.
And because there was something important to unveil at the end, that's why it was important to unveil in layers.
Yeah.
Generating more and more intrigue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, look, we'd love to talk to you all day. We've got to let you go. But before we do, what's next for you, Martin? What's next for you? What's coming up next now that you're the sexiest hitman on Netflix?
No, I don't know. I'm trying to live day by day and keep calm. And we had a very period without work during the strike, and right now it's starting everything again and start again. So yeah, nothing in concrete by now, but. Yeah.
People love the character, so and Hollywood loves a spin-off, so I'm thinking maybe Rivi gets his own series. Yeah.
That could be a nice idea,
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, we'll send an email, hopefully get that ball rolling for you. In the meantime, mate, congrats on the success of Griselda, number one show on Netflix at the moment. Martin Rodriguez, thanks for having a chat to us.
Well, of course. Thank you, Guy. Thank you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
What does a mummy do? No one knows. You can't answer the question. I can't answer the question. It's like they're like, ooh, and you're like, ah, I'm scared. I'm just going to walk away now. Like, yeah. What does a mummy actually do? It doesn't do anything.
You know, yes, it moves slowly, much like a zombie.
Yeah.
But when a zombie catches you, you know what's happening.
Yeah.
You're going
yeah.
straight for the brain.
Yeah, you know.
But what's a mummy going to do?
Nothing. Allegedly, unless...
like stiff arm you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that. Dominic from Grovedale.
Like this?
Stop making that hand signal, Tom. Dominic from Grovedale, good morning. Are you a mummy aficionado?
I don't know if I'm a mummy aficionado, but good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Appropriate.
And I did pick up on the weather in the cemetery. Well done. That was very clever.
Thank you.
Look, it's pretty easy. They mummy you. They're not... The scary bit is, I guess, that they're dead and they're coming back to life. But they just want to hug you, cradle you, pick you up, rock you to sleep. They're a mummy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that, like a mummy.
There you go.
That sounds beautiful.
So like what I did there?
Yeah, no, I'd love it, Dominic.
I love it, Dominic. Yeah.
Love the gear.
Imagine, yeah.
No, I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
What,
and I don't want you to say it.
About being lonely and then just going,
no.
I'm going to go to Egypt, find myself a mummy.
No, I thought you were going to say about.
Then it'd be a, no. Don't do those hand movements to me now. Those both
Oh, sorry.
Stephen's in Norlane. Morning, Stephen.
How you going, Tom?
Yeah, good. Loggy's here as well. Yeah, you're right. What do you reckon a mummy would do if it caught you?
Yeah, so I'm under the impression that they take over your body. So ooh. they'll get rid of their old body and they'll mummify yours and use yours.
Oh, so they jump into a fresh one.
Yeah.
Less stiff.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Either jump into a fresh run or less stiff. Either way, that is some grade A quality merchandise.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do this. Fun fact. Sometimes you just need to do four things and you've only got two hands. And it's like, well, I mean...
And one mouth.
I have to prioritise, don't I? And half a brain. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job, always full of fun and interesting facts.
That was great. Didn't need the eye contact, though.
I know. I thought I might change it up a little bit. So usually I stare off like I actually zen it. I like
disassociate is what we call it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In the DSM-5.
There's your first fun fact. Yeah. Oh, sorry, fact.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
Oh, all right. These better be fun, mate.
Well, I've got a couple. One that's relatable for you, one that's relatable for me,
okay.
And a couple of sort of
all right.
Just random
go.
Ones. Here we
Will
go.
Will I laugh or not?
So the guy that invented the internet, Tim Berners-Lee, before settling on World Wide Web, considered the information mine.
I don't mind that.
Yeah. Get on the information mine. But then he decided it might look egocentric as the acronym is TIM, which is his name. Tim.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. No, good on him. Very conscientious.
That was a very fun fact.
Did you know that if you know, like really know what you're doing with Microsoft Excel,
yeah,
you can actually make it produce a roller coaster simulator where it looks like you're on a roller coaster. But it's like graph
I would
style.
Love to be one of those people that's just really good at Excel. Because I always put it on my resume.
Yeah, proficient in Excel.
No idea.
Mm. All right. Here's the relatable one for me. A quarter of British men say they have no close friends. There's no follow-up question about whether they like it that way, but I suggest they probably do.
What do you mean? You have no close friends?
Oh, no, we just like to keep it that way. Everyone at arm's length. Everyone at arm's length. Okay. Protect yeah. my heart.
Yeah.
This precious heart of mine. And here's a relatable one for you. Mm. Listening to music makes mice and Loggy less anxious.
Oh, good. That's really good.
You can relate to mice, can't you?
Yeah, I can.
Topical one for Valentine's Day. There's an American animal shelter that will bury your ex's name in cat litter for $5.
Yeah.
And then let a stray cat in to poo on it.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Because I've heard of the cockroach one.
Yeah.
But that's a bit of a...
A little twist on it.
A little twist.
A little twist it and choke one off.
Oh, man.
On the Moscow metro, trains going towards the center. So this is in Russia on a train, right? If you're going to the center of Moscow, the stops are announced by a male voice. And then if you're moving away from the center of Moscow, the train stations are announced by a female voice.
Mm.
This is designed to make navigation easier for the blind.
Oh, that's so good.
I imagine...
No, go. I reckon we've got the same gag. Go for it.
I imagine it doesn't help if you can't speak Russian.
Oh, no. I was going to say, do you mean like the visually impaired or the absolutely blind on vodka? But see...
Both terrible jokes.
No.
All right.
That was good.
No.
That was solid. You just said, let me say it.
Here we go. Let's wrap with this one. Eat fire and you'll sparks is an old Dutch proverb that means you shouldn't be surprised if a dangerous undertaking ends badly.
I like that. I'm going to start using that.
I'd like you to go into the weekend and just commit to using that once. Oh, all right, mate. Eat fire and you'll sparks. That's Fun Fact Friday for this week, and that's us done. Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.